Title: Found Sound Textures for Urban Jungle Scenes Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing sound design for drum and bass in Ableton Live, but not with synths first. We're building an urban jungle scene using found sound textures: trains, shutters, rain on concrete, crowd wash, distant sirens. This is the stuff that makes a track feel like it's happening somewhere real. And here's the big mindset for this lesson. Texture is world building. These sounds are not the main characters. Their camera depth. When you mute the textures, you should feel the scene collapse a little, but you shouldn't be able to sing the texture part. If you can, it's probably too loud. By the end, you'll have three core elements: a looping city bed that sits wide and subtle, a tempo-synced found sound percussion layer that grooves with your drums, and a riser plus an impact made entirely from field audio. Then we'll wrap it into a macro-controlled rack, so you can steer the vibe fast during arrangement. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, 170 to 176 BPM. I'm going to use 174. Now create four groups: drums, bass, textures, and effects. Even if your drums and bass are placeholders right now, get the structure in place. Texture work is way easier when it has its own lane. On the textures group, drop in a simple glue chain to start. Put in a Q8, then a glue compressor, then a utility. We'll fine-tune later, but this gives you immediate control. Cleaning, gently controlling, and managing width. Now we choose our found audio. Grab 5 to 10 raw clips. Ideally, you want a mix of steady ambience and sharp transients. For ambience, rain, traffic, HVAC hum, a station room tone, crowd wash. For transients, metal gates, shutter doors, chains, footsteps in an alley, construction hits. If you have anything that's tonalish, like a distant siren or a train brake squeal, that's gold for risers and pads. Drag a clip into arrangement on an audio track. Turn warp on. For rhythmic stuff, like chains or steps, start with beats mode. For ambience or voices, start with complex or complex pro so it stretches more naturally. Now do a quick editing pass. Find the useful chunk. Consolidate it so it becomes its own clean clip, and add tiny fades at the beginning and end so you don't get clicks. This sounds small, but it's one of the biggest pro habits in texture work. Clean clip edges, clean loops. Let's do a quick cleanup chain on each texture track while we're here. Add EQ8, high pass it aggressively, and yes, more aggressive than you think. Somewhere between 120 and 250 HE is a normal starting point, and for a lot of bids you might even end up higher. In drum and bass, your kick and bass own the low end. Your textures are guests down there, and most of the time they're not invited. Then sweep for any nasty whistles or ringing. If a sound has a harsh resonant tone, use a narrow cut, maybe -3 to -8 dB. Don't overdo it, just remove though. If the recording is super noisy or has annoying tail chatter, add a gate, but only if needed. Set the threshold just below the main signal so it cleans up, without chopping the vibe. Now we build layer 1. The city bed. This is the constant urban air. It's the sense of place behind everything. Choose a steady ambience like rain plus traffic, or station noise, or an alleyway hum. Warp it in Complex Pro. Set formants around 0 up to +2, and the envelope around 80 to 120. The point is, smooth it, don't make it wobbly. Now make it loopable. Find a section with consistent tone. Consolidate it to 4 or 8 bars, and add crossfades, using clip fades so the loop doesn't click or reset obviously. A good loop doesn't announce itself. Now the device chain for the city bed. Start with EQ8. High pass at roughly 180 to 350 HC. If it's competing with your breaks or hats, try a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4k HC, just a couple dB. Then add auto filter in low pass mode. Set the frequency around 6 to 12 kHz. This is not a dramatic filter sweep, it's more like sanding off brittle edges so it sits behind drums. Add chorus ensemble, or chorus. Keep it subtle. Amount around 10 to 20%, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 HE. Slow movement. We want alive, not seasick. Then utility. Push width to something like 130 to 170% and trim the gain. The bed should be quiet. In an intro it might be audible, but in the drop it should feel more than it sounds. Now the must-have for DNB. Sidechain ducking. Put a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick, or better, from a drum bus that includes kick and snare. Teacher tip: don't sidechain, because it's a rule sidechain so the textures breathe in the same pocket as the drums. If the snare is the emotional anchor, key from snare or drum bus, not just kick. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds, aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. You want clarity, not obvious pumping unless you want obvious pumping, but that should be a choice. Arrangement notes for the bed. In the intro it can sit around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. In the pre-drop, automate the low pass a bit darker to build tension. In the drop, keep it, but duck harder so drums stay king. Before we move on, do a quick frequency budget check. Below around 180 to 300 Hz, your textures should usually be almost nothing. Between 300 Hz and 2K Hz, try to only let one texture layer really exist at a time and keep it moving or ducked. And up in 6 to 12K Hz, you can get air, but make sure it's smooth and not spitting on your hats. Okay, layer 2. Rhythmic texture percussion. We're going to make the city groove with the drums instead of just floating behind them. Option A is slice to drum rack, fast and controllable. Pick a clip with clear transients, gate slam, chain, footsteps. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, create as drum rack. Now program a two-bar pattern, think like jungle, syncopation, little ghosts around snares, shuffles around hats. You're not replacing your hats. You're creating a texture rhythm that feels like the environment is participating. Now process that rack or that group. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20%, and usually turn boom off, because textures don't need sub weight. Then EQ8, high pass 200 to 500 Hz, if it needs help to cut. A small presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz can bring it forward, but be careful. If your hats are already busy, you might do the opposite and soften the top. Option B is treating a texture as a hat layer. Warp it in beats mode, preserve 1/16 or 1/8, and adjust transients to taste. Then add auto pan sync to 1/8 or 1/16, amount 20 to 40%, with phase at 180 degrees. That gives you stereo movement and jungle energy, without adding more standard hats everywhere. Now layer 3. The riser and the drop impact, no synths. Pick a sound with character. Train screech, metal scrape, crowd swell. Something that can bloom. Add grain delay. Keep it spicy but controlled. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Frequency 600 to 2000 Hz. Pitch plus 12 to plus 24. Random pitch 0 to 20. Then add reverb. Decay 4 to 10 seconds, size 70 to 120, and use the reverb's low cut around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not filling the mix with low fog. Now resample. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record a long pass while you tweak filter and pitch. This is another pro habit, resample often. Commit to audio, then cut the best moment. Now shape it into a riser. Reverse it if that works, time stretch it, and automate an auto filter opening up. Start around 1 to 2 kHz, end around 10 to 16 kHz. Automate utility width from maybe 90% up to 170% as it rises. And crucially, do a tight cut right before the drop. Silence creates impact. Now for the drop impact, the city slam. Layer 2 or 3 elements. A metal gate slam for the transient, a short subless thump, made from filtered traffic or a heavy door hit, and a very short reverb tail, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, just to place it. Route those to an impact bus and process lightly. EQ8 high pass around 80 to 120 Hz unless you intentionally designed low end. Add saturator drive 3 to 8 dB, then a limiter just to catch peaks with the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Now we turn this into a playable system, the Urban Jungle Texture Rack. Select your texture layers, city bed, perk texture, and any riser or FX bed and group them. Then on the group add an auto effect rack. Create macros that control the vibe fast. Macro 1. Dark versus light. Map it to a group auto filter frequency. Safe range. About 1.5 kHz to 14 kHz. Macro 2. Movement. Map it to auto pan amount and chorus amount. Range. 0 to 45%. Macro 3. Grit. Map it to saturator drive. Range. 0 to 8 dB. Macro 4. Space. Map it to reverb dry slash wet, but keep it subtle. Range. 0 to 18%. Macro 5. Duck. Map it to the sidechain compressor threshold so you can make room instantly. Macro 6. Width. Map it to utility width, and cap it somewhere around 170% so you don't create phase problems. Quick coach note. Pick one roll per layer and label it. Like air wide, mid grit more mono, tick layer rhythmic, Event one shot. This stops you from stacking three different beds that all fight the same range. Now arrangement. We'll use a classic 48-bar DNB structure, 16-bar intro, 16-bar build, and then the drop. Bars 1 to 16, intro, establish location. City bed is present and wide, but filtered a little darker like low pass around 4 to 6K. Add small Foley one shots every couple bars. These should be deliberate, like scene details, not random ear candy. Bars 17 to 32, build. Bring in the texture percussion and start increasing density, not just volume. More events, slightly faster subdivisions. A bit more brightness as the filter opens. A bit more stereo animation with your movement macro. Bring in your riser, and automate the bed to reduce slow mid so the drums feel closer. Bars 33 to 48, drop. Heap the bed but duck it harder. Let the percussion textures become ghost layers behind the hats and snare. Add occasional scene hits, like a siren tail or a distant shout, but very quiet and very intentional. Think film sound design. One good detail is worth 10 loud ones. Ears are really effective drop clarity trick. Automate less stereo at the exact impact. On the first downbeat of the drop, pull your texture's width closer to 100% for one beat, then widen it again over the next bar. The punch feels bigger because the sides step back for that hit. Now do two important checks. First, mono compatibility. Put a utility on the textures group and toggle mono while the drop plays. If your bed disappears, reduce width or move stereo effects to a return so the dry signal still anchors the center. Second, the snare test. Bounce a quick reference and ask, does the snare still feel front and center? If your textures make the snare feel smaller, you either need more sidechain, more high pass, or less 2 to 5K energy in your beds. A couple advanced variations if you want to push this further. You can do evolving scene transitions using follow actions in session view. Load 6 to 10 short ambience clips. Set follow actions to next or random every bar. Then record the output into arrangement via resampling. You get constant evolution while staying tempo aligned. Try a hybrid warp strategy for extra bite. Duplicate in ambience. One track in Complex Pro for smooth body. Another in Beats mode at 1/16 preserve with stronger transients. Blend the Beats version super quietly to add crisp detail without raying you hats. And if you want that location stamp, use hybrid reverb in convolution mode on a return. Pick a tunnel, stairwell, or small room impulse response. High pass that return around 300 to 600 Hz. Then only send specific texture hits to it. Suddenly your world feels real. This audio version is shortened for playback.